When it comes to web design and running your own website, the phrase "lead us not into temptation" is incredibly important, especially when it comes to calls to action. Temptation both for your users and for yourself. The temptation is that when a user responds to a call to action, whether it be completing a contact us form, making a purchase, making a donation if it's a charity or whatever else, the temptation is to put extra stuff in their way. You don't think you're doing it, but you do. You go, well, it'd be really great if they tweeted about the fact that they just signed up to my newsletter, or wouldn't it be wonderful if they looked at their shop after making a donation? And so you put things in their way. In effect, you're putting temptation in their way too. Once a user has responded to a call to action, get everything out of their way. Get navigation out of their way. Get any distraction, anything else that could take them away from the process, out of the way and focus them down. And that applies to e-commerce sites as well. Once somebody hits that go to checkout button, don't upsell. That is not the time to upsell. You have missed your opportunity. Once they've hit that checkout button, you want to extract their money as fast as possible. And the principle applies in every kind of call to action. Once a user has responded to a call to action, don't let anything distract them. Put no temptation in their way. You won't regret it. It will increase your conversion rate. And you could always, once they've completed that call to action, then you can go for it. You can ask them whatever you want once they've responded. For example, I'm working on a charity website at the moment, and once somebody completes a donation, we encourage them to tell their friends that they've donated and to encourage them to get their friends to donate too. That's the time to do it, once the call to action has been completed. But whatever you do, don't interrupt that flow.